Look at that, you son of a bitch. In the world I want to believe in, we would greet hard truths with a gentleness born of water long gone under the bridge, milk wrung out of mops whose gray clean strands also soaked up the tear falls, slicking the hay and slopping the mud against our came by their age honestly boots. Meanwhile, the moon, which our schoolteachers said didn't have water, turns out to have plenty, albeit not yet potable. That won't help the folks in Flint, all but screaming to be heard so many months about their tainted water. Fire speaks louder than ice or poison. Fire beats scissors and paper. But rock-hard facts will sometimes outlast fire and a love of lucre feeding it. Mind, science is not a synonym for truth, but science will soak the O-rings into icy water after the shuttle burst into flames, will drag the jugs of yellowed water across the miles and into the halls of prosecutors and presidents, will dream of hopping across the ice-pocked floor of nearby moons and coming back to tell not you all of all, but just enough to ignite a fury fit to rinse out stables, just enough to stagger you with its shiningness. This world I have seen and want you to save.